Why dedicate an encyclopedia entirely to the state of North Carolina?
Well, without doubt, North Carolinians, at least as much as any people that in the state, care so much about their history. I think everyone at the UNC Press and up here feels that there's an incredible amount of information that many folks know and that also needed to be focused on in a work like this. And so I think that, you know, when you go back to prehistory as well, like the Native Americans and coming all the way up to the present, I mean, it's just a very fertile field for historians.
What are some of the topics that it covers?
It covers virtually anything you can think of. The big subjects, for example, North Carolina essentials, tobacco, textiles, manufacturing, African-American history, Civil War, Revolutionary War, including things like major hurricanes and all these things that have made the state, you know, that people think of immediately, barbecue. Also, lots of little historical events. For example, one of my favorite entries is called the Bear Boxing Incident, not bears and the animal, but B-A-R-E, where the colonial governor and the legislators basically were partying in the legislature and ended up stripping naked and boxing each other, which was probably wouldn't fly today, but that's what happened back in 1711. And many also little sort of important little historic sites and things like that.
How many volumes are there?
It's just one. It's one big volume. It's 1,328 pages, and it's got 2,000 entries, almost 400 illustrations, and 22 maps. And it was written by 560 volunteer contributors who live all around the state. Professor William Powell is the editor, and he has written more than 100 books about North Carolina history. And this is sort of the third installment in a trilogy of reference works, the first one being the North Carolina Gazetteer, which was the Dictionary of North Carolina Places. And then the next was the Dictionary of North Carolina Biography, which had several thousand entries on individual North Carolinians who've been important in state history. And then this one is the kind of the culmination. It's something completely new and also incorporates much of what some of these others have, too.
So taking those three volumes into account, how long did it all take to complete?
Well, the first two, that was like the first Gazetteer came out in the 68, I believe, some late 60s. And then I suppose just in terms of the encyclopedia, that was 15 years. Bill started this in 1991, Bill Powell, and it grew from basically just a list of topics that he and fellow historians and journalists and such had come up with were essentials for North Carolina history. It grew to a manuscript of 6,000 pages, and over the course of the last several years, UNC Press has afforded us an editorial team. As you can imagine, to put an entire state's history in a state like North Carolina in one volume, it's an incredible challenge, and we've certainly done well, I think.
This question is a little bit more general now. This is, you know, an era where we can pull up any kind of information we want on the internet.
Right.
Why have this kind of information still in book form?
Something Professor Powell and UNC Press felt very strongly about, that you can't replace the power of a written text. I think that was, it's sort of the first stage in our plan, I suppose. The first thing, of course, is to get a book out that we're proud of and that people can have in their homes and have in their libraries and stuff. And then in the future, possibly come up with an electronic version. I think that's definitely in the works. But it was a very strong and very focused decision to print the book first and move into other options later.
Jay Misaki, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.